Going back much, much further, 400 million years no less, that's how old the first woolly turns out to be in a paper published in Nature on Thursday. Nikki Phillips reports.
Geologist John Long and his team have discovered how ancient vertebrates have sex and even how their penis functioned. This research, combined with earlier finds, suggests that vertebrates separated into males and females in primitive fish almost 400 million years ago. Scientists have known ancient fish had sex since their discovery of a primitive mother fish with a fossilised embryo inside it in the Gogo region of Western Australia last year. The mother fish, a species called Ptyctodon, is from a group of extinct fish called placoderms. Since then, scientists have pieced together fossil records of another species of placoderms, called arthrodires, and revealed they too contained embryos. These fossilised embryos are the oldest records of live birth in vertebrates. And because live birth can't occur without sex, scientists knew that primitive fish were doing the deed, but how some of them were doing it has remained a mystery until now. John Long from Museum Victoria.
Now, looking at more of this amazing fossil fish material from the Gogo sites in Western Australia, we found that the biggest group of these armoured fish, the placoderms, the arthrodires, also have embryos inside them, and they were also fertilising by males copulating with the females. But this is something that we would not have expected, because when you look at the group that the mother fish belongs to, the Ptyctodonts, they actually show sexual dimorphism. The males have claspers and the females don't. And claspers are what we see in sharks and rays today. That's how they copulate. The arthrodires, on the other hand, their pelvic fins up until now have been always depicted as very simple structures, just like simple fins. So it made us go right back and look again and look hard at these fossils to see if anything had been overlooked. And then we found it. It was another fantastic eureka moment when you make a big discovery that for 100 years has been completely overlooked. We found that these pelvic fins in these arthrodires had an extra articulation. And that articulation meant that they had a long lobe attached to the fin that was directed behind the fish in a rearward direction, and that it looks exactly like the claspers in modern sharks. So we found out not only that this major group were having internal fertilisation, but we found out how they were doing it. And we believe this shows the origin of the beginnings of sexual dimorphism in vertebrates.
John Long from Museum Victoria. He may have just described the oldest penis, but finding out how it functioned 400 million years ago is extremely difficult. But with this new information on primitive reproduction, John went back and reviewed some fish he had described more than 20 years ago to see if they revealed any evidence of how the penis worked.
Once we'd learned about the arthrodires having embryos inside them, I then remembered that over 24 years ago, when I was just finishing my PhD as a researcher, I described some fossil fish from Victoria, from the mountains of central Victoria near Mount Howitt, and these were flat placoderms, a bit like flounders are today. They had a big long tail and had these really funny shaped pelvic fins. All we had, of course, were these two bones that joined together. And I didn't know how to interpret them in those days, and I just called it the pelvic fin and drew a sort of a line around it like you do, and you know, when you reconstruct a fish. But after seeing this new evidence, I went back and looked at this fish one more time, and I realised it was identical, absolutely identical to the Gogo fish in their pelvic structure, and that these fins actually had an ability to lift the clasper forward. And I thought, oh my God, this is the beginning of erectile male copulation, because this thing actually had a degree of movement. It could actually move that long structure off the pelvic fin and move it forward. And we believe the next step was losing the bone entirely and going to a completely cartilaginous clasper, which all modern sharks and rays have today.
John Long hopes this research and future studies will fill in some of the gaps in our understanding of reproductive evolution in vertebrates.
It's within these ancient armoured fish, the placoderms, that we even see the beginnings of the pelvic girdle, which becomes the hind legs in later tetrapods. So some of the most primitive of these placoderms, the earliest forms that we've got, have got really primitive jaws, but they lack pelvic fins entirely. So it may well be that placoderms also have the origin of the pelvic girdle, which becomes the pelvic fin in fish and becomes the legs of tetrapods, as well as holding the origins of internal fertilisation as part of that body plan. So they're a very interesting group, and we can learn a lot about the human body plan from studying placoderms. But now we're looking at a whole range of other placoderms and basic fish, which we think the pelvic girdle's never been studied properly. And using state-of-the-art new technology like CT scanners and maybe even the synchrotron in Australia later this year, we hope to reinvestigate the structure of other basic vertebrates and work out the complete picture or the story of the stages in the evolution of internal fertilisation in vertebrates.
John Long at the Museum of Victoria with Nikki Phillips, and his paper was published in Nature this week.